Hello and welcome to Tribbles and Ecstasy, episode 118. I'm Midnight Shadow, and with me today are panellists Woody.
G'day everyone.
And we've got Skipper.
Hello.
We have no Dr. Trekkie this week, as he's off on shore leave. Now, the first item of Star Trek Online news we've got is regarding the Legacy of Romulus one-year anniversary. So, to mark this occasion, they have now permanently doubled all mission rewards for Romulan marks on New Romulus. That also includes all their neighbourhood missions, local events, and reputation instances. You can also get 30 Romulan marks for handing over 10 resonating rocks and 10 glowing plants. You won't, however, get any increase in marks for EPO tagging, but that's because you didn't actually get marks for EPO tagging, you only got EPO research, so don't go looking for any increase there. And you've also got, for this weekend, up until the 27th of May at 10 p.m. Pacific, all those marks that have already been doubled, they're actually going to be doubled again for the New Romulus weekend. It's a great chance to actually get in-game, and if you're looking to go further in your Romulan reputation for a character, or if you're just looking to get some of these consoles that you haven't had the chance to work towards, now's a good time to get in game. Now, what hasn't been doubled permanently are the PvE queues. So that includes Atmosphere Assault, Azura Nebula Rescue, Defend the Riharo Station, Mind Trap, the Vault Ensnared, and Vault Shuttle Event. Now, although these won't get a permanent increase for the New Romulus weekend, all those rewards are running at 150% of their normal rewards. So if you like doing any of those, again, get in game and enjoy it until Tuesday. Now, as part of this weekend, they are also putting on sale the Legacy of Romulus Legacy Pack and the Legacy of Romulus Starter Packs. So they're on sale for their pre-Legacy of Romulus release prices of 12,500 Zen for the Legacy Pack and 2,000 Zen for the Starter Pack. So if you want to get some of those Romulan ships, the special titles, I think there is also some bridge officers in the packs, then now is a great time to sort of snap that up at the reduced price. Okay. We've had two sets of release notes this week. The first one was from the 22nd, so Thursday's standard weekly patch. So some of the main things that we got from there, the featured episode Service Tension has now been moved to the end of the Dyson arc, and it is now a level 50 mission. Whereas beforehand, while it was featured, you could do it from, was it level 10? Yeah. So, now you've got to sort of get max level before you can play it. They've now added some more profession-specific kits to the following missions. So it's both initial play and replay. Got Task Force Hypocrites, which is Federation. You've got Keep Your Enemies Closer, which is KDF. Fistful of Gorn, which is for all factions. Cutting the Cord of Bajor, so those two are the kit reward from Abducted, which is a Romulan-only mission. And what they've done instead is they've replaced that with a ground plasma weapon, or weapons that you can select from, and that kit reward has now been moved to the Fistful of Gorn, so all factions can receive it. So they were the sort of big changes that I noticed from it. Is there anything that you two saw in there that you thought were sort of noteworthy?
Not really.
Nothing off the top of my head.
Okay, cool. Now, the second release note was actually from today. Now, when they did the updates for all the new sort of anniversary event, basically it caused a lot of stability problems, so many people were having issues. And from what Captain Smirk said on his live stream today, is there are especially some big problems at New Romulus. So, today's update was basically fixing all of those. So, with any luck, there won't be any more issues. Now, in the last hour, we've also had some news from Cryptic about Perfect World rather than Cryptic, because it's to do with ARC. ARC's got some scheduled downtime for next Thursday, which is the 29th of May, from 6 a.m. Pacific time. They estimate that the ARC client, if things don't quite go as well, it could be more. But they'd let you know via the sort of social media sites, so sort of Twitter, Facebook, and things like that. Now, the services and sites they're going to be affected is going to be arcgames.com, so their entire site will be down, Perfect World Entertainment Time, and Champions. Perfect World Entertainment titles will be affected, but Neverwinter, Star Trek Online, and Champions Online will remain online. So they won't experience downtime. But of course, being a Thursday, those games tend to have their standard patch. But that's, I think, usually a little bit later on in the day. People will, however, have problems with the ARC client. So if you're using the Mac client, or you've got the old launcher, or you're going through Steam, I don't think it comes to purchasing Zen and transferring Zen to all your games. So, just make sure if you're wanting to sort of get in-game for Star Trek Online, is just make sure you're in-game before that time. That should make sure, hopefully, that you don't have any problems. But for many Americans, I don't think it's going to be a problem, because it's early in the morning and during the work day for them. So I think it's probably going to affect sort of Australians like yourself, won't it?
Sorry, what was that? I was quickly doing some research. Sorry.
I was just going to say, although it's not going to really affect sort of many of the Americans that play, and even people in Europe, it's going to be sort of lunchtime, sort of afternoon for us. So it's really going to affect sort of the Australians.
The downtime was 6 a.m. Pacific time is like for Eastern Standard Time 11 p.m. So it's going to happen while we're all in bed.
So okay, so that's not too bad here. Then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I find it quite handy that all the maintenance happens when I'm in bed.
Well, unless you're like me and you don't go to bed until the very early hours of the morning, then you would be affected by it, I suppose. I'm just weird, so most people tend to sleep. Okay, well, that's it for Star Trek Online news. Star Trek-wise, Destination Star Trek London, which is returning in October, which is happening on the 3rd to the 5th of October. We're expecting the announcements of guests and tickets to be going live on the 2nd of June. So it's just a little over a week, so by time this episode is released, start getting tickets. So they're expecting around 25,000 people this year. So listeners, let us know, are you planning to go? If so, are you going to be going for all 3 days or just the 1 day? What are you hoping to do while you're there? It'd be great to hear from you, so please just let us know. Now, Star Trek Las Vegas is the next big convention for Star Trek, which of course is before London in October. Actually, it's even earlier this year than it usually is, because 1st to August 3rd, which I know has annoyed a lot of people due to it clashing with other conventions. Skipper, are you planning to go to Star Trek Las Vegas at all?
No, that's too much money.
What about you, Woody? I know there is a lot of people in our community that are sort of coming over to America.
Yeah, well, people might know Baz Zag. He's going this year. It's not a cheap cheap thing for Russ's trains to fly over to Las Vegas, because putting a budget together is sort of like looking at accommodation, return ticket to get into the convention, getting the captain's chair ticket for the convention, and travel insurance, transfers to and from home and to the airport and whatnot. It's pretty much coming to like $3,200 Australian, and that's not including or anything like that. So it's that's you know as I said mentioned in past shows that I'm planning to go there in
For the 50th
2016
anniversary.
for the 50th anniversary, and it gives me plenty of opportunities to save up enough money. So so yeah, so response to it. So.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's exactly the same. To fly out from the UK alone would cost me over a grand just for the flight. Yeah, it's
Well,
not exactly sort.
how about if I
And
see you in 2 years' time then?
the way things are at the moment, I don't think I'll even be able to afford it then. I'm probably looking for at least another sort of 5 years before I could do that, especially with a sort of young kid as well. Yeah, if I go, then I'll probably wait until my boy's a little older, so it's a little bit easier because I'll be flying out on my own.
Two
I won't be
years
able to
older.
afford to bring him. Oh, no. So I'll probably be going in sort of 4 to 5 years at a minimum.
Just a quick thing. It's a bit of a last minute, but I just remembered from thing. This is my research I was doing when you asked me that question. There's cast of Star Trek Continue Culture Expo, attending the in Sydney and in Perth. I'll make sure I'll put notes in the show notes, but they're attending. Yeah, they're coming to Australia, and they're actually going to be releasing episode 3 while they're here in Sydney next month. So, if anyone's in Australia, is in Sydney or Perth, definitely go and check them out.
Yeah, and let us know what you think and what went on. We'd love to report on it.
Yeah, I can't go. It's down Sydney. I live outside of Brisbane, so it's going to be like flights to go down there.
Okay.
So, if I had a bit more notice, I would probably have a think about it. But no, it's a bit short notice, so I
That's understandable.
can't make it. But I'll make sure I give you all the information in the
Yeah,
show
that'd be
notes
great.
there for you.
So yeah, links will be in the show notes. Go have a look yourself. Now, the final bit of news we've got is Roberto Orci is now set to direct Star Trek 3. At the moment, it's still down as sources said, and there's been no official announcement. So this came from Variety.com. Woody Skipper, what are your thoughts about Roberto Orci actually directing Star Trek 3?
It's definitely very questionable. Well, if that's the only choice they can get, got, and he's willing to put his hand up, for someone who's hasn't really taken criticism terribly well from Star Trek fans, as we reported, like, oh, pretty much told Star Trek fans to go get squiggle, beep.
Yeah.
So,
Beep.
yeah, that's it. And deleted his Twitter account and stuff like that. So he can't take criticism too well. So all I can say is she has something a bit more original than sort of like copycatted in some ways. So, because not only it'd be good for him, it'll probably be good for a working robot. Because if this doesn't work, this Star Trek 3 doesn't work, I don't think you're going to see very much coming out of working robot. Not in the major funding blockbuster style films. Anyway, so.
What about you, Skipper?
like Woody said, he threw a tantrum because of comments and stuff. That's not exactly tough skin for a director. It's kind of someone a little displaying weakness a bit to allow the fan base to get you upset that much. And like Woody pointed out, Bad Robot needs a hit. I haven't seen one really yet.
Yeah. Well, I think out of the three of them that wrote the first two movies, he was known as the sort of the Trekkie out of all three of them. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what he comes up with, because he's also writing it with the two new people as well, I believe. So, yeah, I suppose it's just wait and see. I don't know if when it was the original three writers, whether or not things he wanted to have put in got taken out. I don't know, it's hard to say. I guess all we can do is just sort of wait and see and hope for the best. Because really, especially for sort of Star Trek, it's due to be released, I believe, in 2016. So getting it ready in time is probably already going to be a bit of a sort of push to sort of get it done. So it's actually out on the 50th anniversary, which is, I believe, what Paramount are sort of wanting to aim for from the rumours that came out about a year ago.
Probably the main question I'm asking you guys is, if it all comes to head and Robert Orsi does direct it all and stuff like that, would you still go off to the movies and see it? Or would you just wait till it comes out on DVD?
I'll still go to the movies and see it, definitely. What about you, Skip?
I would have to see what the script or what it sounds like. If it's a rerun of something that I've already seen, then no. I mean, if they're taking it from stuff that's already been done, then no. If it's original, then yeah, I'll go see it.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it myself. I'll probably go see it on the big screen. But hopefully they don't do the release of, like, see it in Australia 2 weeks before the United States see it, because it's still like, when saw it, and I can't really say anything about it because I didn't really want to ruin anyone for anyone, you know, especially on Twitter the people follow me in the United States. If the comment of, did I say you need to have an open mind about it?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because I think we got it the day after the Australians got it, wasn't it? But then the Americans were like 2 or 4 weeks behind us.
I think it got released in Japan about 3 months after the United States. So
yeah.
It was very, very chaotic and quite honestly very stupid the way they released it internationally.
Well, I don't know. It's from what's been said, the way it was released seems to have worked for them, because especially internationally, they made a ton of money from it. So
But I know that they've weren't very happy with the US box office.
Yeah, but whether or not the fact that they delayed...
Since Hollywood mostly goes by what they do in the US sales more than internationally as a whole. Yeah, in some hindsight, that you know, they're probably shooting themselves in the foot because everyone knew the story.
Yeah, because there were quite a
lot there.
Yeah, because there were quite a lot of fans that sort of boycotted it, and some people even walked out because they sort of heard about what had happened with Khan and things like that. Maybe their domestic figures were actually skewed because of the 2 week delay.
I know for a simple fact, I think so far this year, all the major blockbuster films have all been released internationally around the same time. Not this big 2 week or week break in between films. So, and it seems to be working quite well. So
yeah, I guess at the moment it's just sort of wait and see what things get sort of like released out. And the fact that they're only just getting sort of things together, it's probably going to be a while before we get sort of anything, because I think they're still working on the storyline at the moment. So at the moment, all we know is that the main cast are due back, because I think they originally signed a contract to actually do all three movies. So I think that's about the only thing we can sort of guarantee on, really. Alrighty then. Is there anything else news-wise that you two think we need to cover at all? take the silence as a no.
Nah. You got it.
Okay, then. Well, thank you everyone for joining us, and we'll be back live, same time, same place next week. Goodbye, everyone.
Later.
Wiedersehen.